This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1796. It's a sign, astrology, stop signs, and signatures.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you believe in signs? No, we aren't talking about stop signs. Listen in today to learn different ways the word sign is used in English conversations.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, Michelle. How's it going today? How's everything?
It's good. It's good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to be on video today. Guys, this episode is also on YouTube. Occasionally, we put our episodes on YouTube so you can actually see our recording studios, you know, and see us chatting with each other here and have another dimension.
Come into our homes.
Yeah, into our homes. Exactly. I don't have my dog here today, but usually he sits here behind me. So anyways, Michelle, what's going on with you? How are things?
Things are good. Things are good. Lindsay, do you believe that you ever get like a sign to do something or to not do something, maybe when you're making a decision? Do you believe in that?
I kind of do. I kind of believe in signs. Yeah. I mean, I think that obviously I have to spend my time doing my thinking and doing my feeling, intuiting, I guess is the word, right? Thinking into things, making my decision. But then if I see a sign, it could push me in the decision I've kind of already made. It could finalize that. But I wouldn't sit here and think, oh, someone give me a sign.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Yeah. You know? Well, wait, are you talking about like a sign, like a stop sign or like a yield sign?
Oh, good question. Not a stop sign. Actually, more like a, oh, it's hard to think of an example, but they're, you know, they're everywhere, right? Maybe you run into someone that has to do with your decision, right? Or someone says something on TV that makes it clear. Right? Yeah. But not a stop sign. No.
No. We don't mean, guys, so when we're talking about signs, really in this episode, like, yeah, we know a stop sign, but now we're talking about this more like a metaphorical symbol of something to that sometimes people think is trying to guide them.
Yeah, it's a metaphor. No, exactly. It's a metaphor. So are there any examples in your life of signs that you've seen lately, Michelle, or anything?
A sign? Oh, man.
You knew that was coming, right?
I know. Any signs that I've seen lately? No. I can't think of an example, but, you know, certainly, you know, sometimes there are signs that, like, maybe you shouldn't do something or, you know, like, I don't know if it's... It makes me think of that. It's not the same thing, but it kind of makes me think of Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Like, oh my gosh, I love that move. I love that song. I love it.
Even though it's not, that's not really about signs. It's like, oh, like, right, like one is like, you know, rain, to quote the song, like rain on your wedding day. It's like,
right. Yes.
It's like, oh, maybe is that like some people might take that as like a bad sign or like.
Something. Yeah, that's a fan. You know, I used to actually use that song in my English classes in New York as I used to use Hotel California.
Oh, nice.
And Ironic. And I would print out the lyrics and we would go through and talk about what it meant. And I really enjoyed because irony is something that is pretty challenging in another language.
right? Yeah. For our listeners. So that was always fun. Yeah. But right. Yeah, those are signs that I would say. Or maybe, you know, you were planning on going somewhere and you felt like maybe you shouldn't. And then all of a sudden there was a huge snowstorm. So it became dangerous. And that was a sign that you shouldn't have gone. Right.
This is a simple one. Right. Something with mm-hmm. the weather. I feel like yeah. that's like can be looked at as a sign like, pretty yes. frequently.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it's kind of like this magic. If you say it's a sign, it's kind of like a signal, magical, mysterious. So another example could be like, I want to decide where to go to college. So if I'm like, okay, this isn't a sentence, but like if I mean a specific example of the usage, but like let's say I'm trying to decide between two schools for college.
Yes.
And I see somebody walk past me as I'm like in my hardest, like my agonizing decision. Yeah. And then I see somebody walk past with a sweatshirt of one of the schools. And I right. say, oh, well, maybe that's a sign, right?
Yeah, that would be a good example. Really straightforward. And yeah, and some people do let themselves be swayed by that. But again, I think you have to do the thinking on your own first, and then you can yeah. maybe look for the signs or have that metaphysical aspect of things, right?
Right, right, right. And some people might say, oh, well, like that's a sign, like, and actually do it and be, you know, believe in that kind of aspect of it. I feel like I myself would still just be like, oh, okay, there's a there's a sweatshirt. I don't know what to do, you know.
You wouldn't even let the signs help you, Michelle?
No, I don't think so. But
because you have a hard time making decisions, right? You've shared
yeah,
with us.
Yeah, so I don't think there's before. Anything that really can help me.
Help you. Oh, no.
But saying it's a sign, that's an actual expression, yes. right? To say mm-hmm. it's a sign.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So let's do a little role play and show how this might work.
Okay. I'm a little bit lost in where we are in our notes here, Michelle.
Oh, we're
where
right here.
Are we? All right. You know what? Now I see where we are. I see where we are. Okay. I'm ready. Let's go. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Should we just keep going?
Yes. Let's keep going. Here we go. Okay. All right. I really don't know if I should get a dog or not.
Okay. I know. It's tough.
Oh, look at that adorable little puppy. Wow, its owners look so happy.
See, Lindsay, it's a sign.
You're right. I'll get a puppy. I don't need another puppy. Oh my gosh. Puppies are fun, but there's so much work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't deal with a puppy now.
No, that's
but
hard.
But they're so cute. I would love
yeah,
to.
Yeah, they're so cute. Oh, my
I know.
Gosh.
Oh, I know. I know. I know they are. So, yeah, you know, you're trying to make this decision, and then you say, then you see an adorable puppy, and you see how happy it's making the owner. And I say, see, Lindsay, it's a sign.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
See, but what is the sign? What is that? What do I mean by that?
The sign is the fact that I saw the puppy, right? I was thinking, should I get a dog? Should I not? And maybe we walked past like a shelter or something and I saw the puppy and I thought, oh, that's a sign that I should have my own puppy. I should have my own
right.
dog.
Right. And and you see it, and you see that has an owner and the owner looks really happy.
Yes.
So
yes.
You also see how happy it's making someone. Mm-hmm. And so I say it's a sign, like it's a so is that a sign to get a dog or to not get a dog?
Well, it's probably a sign to get a dog exactly. if I want to be happy, you know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So what's another idiom with sign?
Yeah, there are a few of them, guys, that we're going to give you today. So the first one is a sign of the times. So this is different, right? Completely different.
Different.
So something that is significant to a specific period of time. So if I think about right now, Michelle, well, I guess we talk about the health crisis, masking, everyone wearing masks. Everyone now has photos, like even travel photos with masks, you know?
Right, right, right.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And it's very much so you could say something like masking during the health crisis. So in the U.S., this is very much a sign of the times.
Yes.
So sometimes I'll be, out of nowhere, Dan will say to me, like, if 2 years ago you saw a picture of yourself in a mask, in a, you know, doing this and doing that, like, what would you think of happened?
I know. Well, even when things got started in March of 2020, we were like, oh, we're not going to have to wear masks. We don't wear masks in the U.S., right? We thought that. We really did. And even, you know, our health department said no masks for right. the very beginning. It was really interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's a sign of the times. Or a lot of times people talk about like a kind of music or an artist. That's a sign of the times, right?
Sure, sure, sure. Oh my gosh, so much. I was telling you the other day that I watched Never Been Kissed. And right. There's so much in there. Or even This Is Us. I actually watched that last night a little bit. Oh. And there's so much in there that is so 90s. You know, yeah. Much aside, the fashion, the right. homes, the furniture, everything. It's amazing.
It's true. It's true. That's very like time specific because they switch back and forth between specific time periods on that show. And so there's always like, I mean, I don't want to spoil. Did you saw the first episode, right?
Yeah. Of this season, you mean?
Of the whole show.
I think I just jumped in the middle, but it's okay. I'm not going to go back and see
the first
episode.
No, I just don't want to spoil it for anybody else. Okay. You know, there's something in the first episode, like where there are certain things where then you realize when you are, and it's because certain things are a sign of the times.
Okay, interesting. I love that. Yeah, that show does that very well. They don't have like that much. There's drama in that show, but it's not like manufactured drama. It's just real life drama, I guess. So it's kind of like real life stuff.
It's very intense, but it's good. Yeah. Let's do a role play. So here we go.
Okay. Wow. Okay, you go ahead.
Oh, that's me. Right. Wow. I never thought I'd be eating in an igloo.
Yeah, Michelle, it's definitely a sign of the times.
Okay. Okay. So what do I mean? Do you have any igloos for outdoor dining in Denver?
Until the health crisis, I would be like, igloos like in the north, far north? What are you talking about? No, that means like the indoor dining little huts. Yeah. I mean, we did. Yeah. And they're not that warm. They're really not that warm.
There's one right near me that is actually pretty good. So pretty like, good. Guys, it's become popular with the outdoor dining too for the winter. They put out these, they call them igloos. it's like these little huts. And so that's a sign of the times. Like I had never done that before.
For sure it is. Absolutely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then the next one, guys, is sign your name, right? Which is your signature. And I really like that people say, I need your John Hancock is another way that they say that. And just recently someone said that to me. I was signing something. I can't remember what. Why do we say I need your John Hancock as a bonus?
Well, we actually did a whole episode on this. I remember.
We did. I know. Yes. Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, because it's about signing the Declaration of Independence, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So John Hancock was one of the, was he the first signer or one of the original signers? I'm not sure why he became the name. But anyway, if someone says, I need your John Hancock, it means they need your signature. Okay, guys?
Exactly. So put John Hancock into the search bar and you will probably find an episode all about John. That, and I'm sure at the time we had researched that more.
I'm sure we had.
So here we go. So what do I need to do now?
Just sign your name and we are good to go.
Okay, exactly. So that's not so much an idiom, but it's more of a chunk. It's an important chunk.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And then, of course, we do say, and our listeners maybe love to talk about this too, is your sign, your star sign, your astrology sign. Michelle, what's your sign? I don't think we've really talked about this on the show much.
I'm a Capricorn. What are you? Are you a Leo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Leo. Leos are known for like, not good personalities.
Really?
Yes. Ego-based personalities.
Oh, I didn't know that. You're the lion, right?
The lion. Yeah, the fire sign. Exactly. Exactly. What is Capricorn? Like, what is the...
I don't know. Is it... I don't know. I don't really know much about astrology at all. Like I it's one of those things where like I've skimmed information and then I just forget it. But I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I feel like Capricorns are considered to be like loyal friends.
Oh.
I think that's one older. Thing about Capricorns. Yeah. So I could see that in you for sure.
Thank you.
Okay. So your sign. So let's just go back and forth a little bit, a little role play. So what's your sign, Michelle?
Okay. Capricorn.
Oh, I can tell you so much about that.
Okay. Yeah. Because some people are really into it and then they hear it and then they're like, oh, let me tell you about your sign. Right.
Oh, I know. I know. I think you can't read into it too much, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's kind of that idea of like when we hear the characteristics, we could say, oh, yeah, I am that. But every other characteristic, we are too. Like, I am an Aquarius, right? Yeah. A Cancer. I'm all those.
Yeah, I think that's part of the trick to it is that, yeah. You know, you can read your horoscope and then be like, oh, identify with this. But exactly. some of the stuff is like so general that.
Yeah. Any day, any given day, you could be like that or like this. It's crazy. But maybe we'll have an astrology expert on. And maybe
that would be cool.
That would be kind of cool. I bet our listeners would love that. How cool, right?
Yeah, I would like to hear more about it. I'm curious. I'm definitely curious about it. So, Lindsay, just some quick discussion questions. Why do you think people care about astrology and signs? Like, sounds like we have similar opinions.
Yeah.
But, like, what is interesting about it?
I think it's the same as when you take a quiz, like even our fluency quiz. Listeners want to know what their level is, right? They want to know what bucket they fit into, right? We as human beings want to know where we belong, right? And if I meet another Leo, I want to have a moment of connection with them and say, oh, yeah, oh, you have that personality. Oh,
right.
You know, it's we want to know who are our people, where do we belong? It's evolutionary, you know? It's like I said the other day, it goes back to who we what it means to be human. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I think that people like to learn about themselves. I think like to be kind of self-aware and maybe like the things that like uncover mysteries about themselves that they didn't know.
Yeah.
And I think it seems it's just kind of mysterious and cool and maybe and people like getting into like which signs work well together or have good relationships or blah blah.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And I love learning about people. So you would think I would be more into this stuff, but I do find it interesting whenever I talk to someone who like my sister-in-law is very interested
in it.
One of my very good friends is also very interested in it. So,
interesting.
I mean, it's cool when you I probably if you learn a lot about it, you can get more into it.
Yeah, I would think so. I'd say just keep, you know, it's fun for a conversation at a party and it may come up and we could do an episode on that too on how to, you know, if the conversation comes up about your star sign, your astrology sign.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
How to participate in that. I think that's a great episode idea. But keep it in perspective. Yeah, at least I do. Everyone has their own opinion. Who knows?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. One more question then we'll head
okay.
out.
I'm ready.
Have you changed your signature over the years? Has your signature
changed?
Oh my
gosh. My signature is almost unrecognizable. I don't even know if it's a legitimate sign. It's just a squiggle. Like, because I
don't tell people that. No.
I know, right? Everyone's going to be signing for me. Have I changed it? Not really. I remember seeing my dad. You know how they always say that doctors have like squiggles, right? So my dad is an optometrist, kind of a doctor, eye doctor, basically. I remember seeing his being like total squiggles and thinking, oh, okay, I'll just do that.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. I have fun with my signature, but I haven't really changed it in a while. But no.
Now I'm curious what your signature looks like, Michelle.
I'll
that's kind of cool.
Later. I'll send
okay.
it to you later.
Okay.
When
you
I was
do an autograph was, for me.
Yeah. Yes, I will send you my autograph.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's fun to play with. Like sometimes I just like write it or like, you know, I'll write like my son's name or like what his signature might look
oh,
one day. Or
that's
like I'm
cool.
gonna have a daughter and I'm trying to decide on my daughter's name and I can't. And so I'm always like, you know, trying to write things out. So sometimes it's good if you visualize.
So exciting. Oh my gosh, you're in that stage. I won't ask, don't worry, because I know it's a sensitive topic. You're not supposed to that would be a good episode too. Why you should not, you know, necessarily ask what people are going to name their kid or make any comments on it. Ever,
that is a
pretty much.
Great episode. I will definitely plan that for the next couple weeks. That is a good.
That
that's
would
a
be
good
fantastic.
One. The topic
okay.
of like the cultural. Can you ask someone?
Yes, I love it. So good. Okay, we've gotten a lot of great ideas out of this episode. So let's wrap it up for today, guys. And you know, if you enjoy astrology, then talk about it. Right, talk about signs today. We've given you some great vocabulary for it. So just go for it and go and check out our All Ears English app. We have an iOS version. and an Android version. So go to allearsenglish.com/app. All right.
Absolutely. All right. This is fun, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.